It's a national phenomenon going on right now. House prices have risen. I've seen anywhere between 20 and 30% nationwide over the past 2 years, and so I think it's not necessarily the available of housing, but as you said, the available of affordable housing. So it's lowering costs for developers as new subdivisions open up. So we can, you know, provide tax abatements for developers to build more housing and to convert unused commercial space into residential areas. And really, you know, I was joking a little bit about this before, but I think I really do think that a strong, revitalized downtown, which will increase the value of commercial spaces, we can use that increased revenue from those valuable commercial spaces and use that to offset some of these tax abatements or other things that we can do with maybe some regulations to lower cost for developers. And then there's the whole, you know, standard of living. We've invest in education, then people can get higher paying jobs. The people who live here and stay here get higher paying jobs. So it's a big matrix. It's a big web. It's the economy. Everything's connected in our financial ecosystem.